For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Some people believe that the whole movement to legalize medical cannabis is just a tactic being used by people who are really after the right to use marijuana for recreational purposes. So the question arises, do people have the right to use substances for recreation? Now, I do not endorse the recreational use of any drug, but I do believe that we each have the right to choose to if we wish. Of all the mood-altering substances people use for recreation, the number one spot must go to sugar. There's hardly a special day, event, or occasion that does not have a specific confection associated with it. From birthday cake to chocolate Easter bunnies, we depend on that sugar rush to put the sparkle into our celebrations. Brain a little fuzzy? Well, no one would deny a person their right to have their morning coffee. A cup of coffee will put enough caffeine in you to make you feel sharp and alert, and that's why the boss gives it to you for free. Chocolate is reputed to have aphrodisiac qualities, which make it the perfect Valentine's Day offering. It's the food that puts her in the mood. However, while candy is dandy, liquor is quicker. And aren't we quick to whip out the bottle when it's time for recreation? Beer at the ball game, champagne on anniversaries, bottle of scotch at Christmas. And just like alcohol consumption, all tobacco use is recreational. And we seem to have a right to smoke if we choose. Even though tobacco kills more than 30% of those who use it as directed. Clearly, we have and freely exercise the right to use substances recreationally, from dairy fat to Viagra. Most people enjoy their recreations responsibly, and there's no reason to believe that the recreational use of legal cannabis would be any different. What is irresponsible and dangerous is prohibition, which endangers your health, your safety, your wallet, and your constitutional rights. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Whacking Day's coming to America.
Oh, whacking day, oh, whacking day.
October 27th, the last Saturday before Election Day. Craft a piñata or paint a picture of your mayor, your representative, or any elected official. Set up your caricature in the local park. Encourage your friends to swing the bat, hurl the water balloons, or otherwise show their feelings towards these officials, be they Republican, Democrat, or Independent. The Drug Truth Network offers $100 to the city with the most attendees and $100 for the most unique offering of thanks to a political candidate. Please visit unvarnishedtruth.org for more details. Had a couple of people contact me in this regard, and yes, we will pay cash money. Please learn more at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.